Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
In these last decades, we've had a sense more and more that the world is a small place, and that more and more we are united with one another. We go back to 1990 when we had the Voyager as it was leaving the solar system, turned around and took a photo of that pale blue dot, which was the Earth, such a small place in the universe. And then we've got the internet, which has brought us into contact with just about everyone in the world. No matter where you go, you can always be in touch and even face to face with members of your family and your friends as well. And today we've got this pandemic that kind of brings us all together and gives us this sense of solidarity with one another, because we are all suffering the same sickness throughout the whole world. And so unity of the human race, bringing us into one, is certainly part of God's plan too, as we see in the prophet Ezekiel, our first reading. I will make them one nation, and there shall be one prince for them all. There shall be one shepherd for them all. And this is not only of the Israelites, but of the whole world, okay? To make us one people in the one church that is the Catholic Church. That there will be one prince and one shepherd over them all, okay? Not many princes, not many shepherds, that we be one flock. Or as St. Paul says, since there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, not many faiths, not many lords, but only one. And so all Christians, of course, recognize the one shepherd and the one prince to be Christ himself. But that doesn't really answer the problematic of us not having one faith, okay? If there is one shepherd Christ, why are some of the flock believing that we can baptize infants, and other members of this flock believing you have to wait to be an adult, okay? And this means there needs to be also a visible shepherd, and this is the vicar of Christ, the Bishop of Rome, the successor of Peter. And so we have this guarantee to be a member of Christ's flock if we are in union with that one shepherd, the Bishop of Rome. And so this is the plan of our Lord, and this is the prophecy of Ezekiel is fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ, which is mentioned today in today's gospel. Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of Israel. And so it's at this time we want to give gratitude for our Lord for bringing us into his one supernatural flock, and we want to be united in our prayers for all of our brothers and sisters throughout the world who are suffering from the coronavirus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.